You're listening to SBS News.
It's a report which casts a spotlight on hate crimes in the country. The study undertaken by criminology professor Gail Mason has revealed the prevalence of race and religion-based hate crimes, according to official records held by New South Wales Police.
The reason this study is particularly comprehensive is because it's the first time that we've actually analysed bias crime or hate crime data held by the New South Wales Police Force. But in addition to that, it compares that data with what we know about what's happening in Victoria as well.
Victoria Police do collect hate crime data, but this is the first project which looks at reports of hate crimes by members of the community to police. The study found that crimes motivated by racial, ethnic and religious bias made up 81% of all bias crime reports to police. The most common reported ethnicity was Asian at 28%, followed by Indian Pakistani at 20%. The most common victim religion was Muslim at 73% and Jewish at 14%. Offences reported included assault, public verbal abuse, property damage, harassment in person and online. Professor Mason said the research shows that police data can be useful in monitoring and understanding the problem of bias crime.
We need to know what the community is reporting and we need to know what the police are recording so that we actually know what the problem looks like, so that we have a picture of bias crime across New South Wales and across Australia. Without that official data, we don't actually know how to respond and we don't know where to direct resources.
Acting Chief Executive Officer at the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, Mohammed Al-Kafaji, said the study is alarming but not surprising.
We have seen anecdotal evidence over the past few years that the majority of hate crimes are towards people of minority ethnicities, Muslim people and people of different faiths. This is quite alarming for us. But this is not surprising.
While Professor Mason says there's been a degree of commitment within New South Wales Police to address the issue through the Bias Crime Initiative, the study also reveals that more work needs to be done to encourage bias crime reporting among marginalised communities. Mr. Al-Kafaji says more needs to be done to actually monitor hate crime and to ensure communities feel safe in reporting it, particularly when it comes to the Muslim community.
We all have a role to play in this to make sure that the law enforcement agencies and the Muslim community work hand in hand and build that trust again. And I think for the community to feel safe again, to be able to report hate crimes is really important, because at the moment they're not reporting those crimes to the police and are actually turning to volunteer-run organisations like Islamophobia Register to feel that sense of trust to be able to report those hate crimes.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.